What's up? It's your boy Satsby. I'm back with another hopefully incredible podcast for you guys. And today I've got a very special friend. His name is Jazz Takar. He is the owner and operator at REC Canada, which is one of Canada's premier real estate agencies. And not only do they move properties, but they become incredible partners on your journey to find your dream home or dream office space or whatever it is that you want, because these guys take the friction out, they educate you, and they give so much love to each and every person that they service that it's not just about real estate anymore. It becomes a much deeper relationship. And he's also the host of REC Experience, an incredible podcast. And if you've never heard it, you got to go check it out, because every single day they drop in gems of knowledge and passion. And today I'm blessed to have him on this call with me, because I said, Jazz, I want to know what it's like to create the habits that make you consistent. I want to know what it's like as an entrepreneur when you hit the wall and you need to find the strength to get through it. And what are some of the routines that create the sales engine that is going to be really, really important for you, but everybody can create a consistent routine. And that's what we talked about. So for the next 15 minutes, people, lock and load, put your headphones on to loudness and get all of this inspiration coming your way real quick, real soon. Let's go. What's up, Jazz? Thanks for having some time for me today, man, and joining the podcast.
And anytime you call or text me or DM me, Satish, I get goosebumps. I get so excited to hear from you, man, because you're so positive. What you do in the community, what you've been doing, the daily stuff you're doing on social now. I just love not only seeing it, but then actually seeing you in the flesh and hearing your voice, that big smile. It really, really resonates with me. So thank you for everything you do, and thank you for having me on today, my man.
Yeah, this is great, man. And, you know, this podcast, Bala Academy, is a segue into the work I've been doing with entrepreneurs, which is really giving them, you know, inspiration, but arm them with real strategies and real actionable tools. And so our mandate is to, you know, inspire you, but actually empower you to do stuff. So, you know, not just like get excited and warm and fuzzy, which fades, but start doing shit. Take a step forward, even if it's small. And then, you know, before we get too far into the conversation, let's talk about you and your company, and give us a quick 1 minute into, you know, what you do and where you are as of today.
So I'm a local realtor here in Toronto. I manage a team of 30 realtors under the Royal LePage banner, which is Canada's largest royal real estate franchise. I brand our team and my realtors as REC, which stands for Real Estate Center. Last year, we were ranked number 3 in all of Canada. So that's out of 18,000 realtors. We do a little over 650 transactions, helping buyers, sellers, and investors right across the greater Toronto area. So for your out of province and out of country listeners, that's like a 50 to 75 kilometer radius. And I've been doing it for about 15 years, and been in the sales and service industry for coming up to 25 years. And so it's always been my passion. It's, you know, it's the same thing that I'm sure a lot of people have heard in the past. Like, my parents have came from India in early 70s, immigrant family. And once I got into school, I knew I needed to get out as quick as possible, only because it just wasn't me. It's not what I was built for. I have trouble sitting in a chair for too long because I like moving around a lot and sitting down with people. So I always had kind of the entrepreneurial bug, and I stayed in sales and service, you know, essentially more than half my life, right? And so I'm 37 years old now and been doing it since 25, man.
Wow. So guys like us, sales and service tends to be the most comfortable because we get to be sort of free and do what we got to do. But how did you land in real estate of all the things you can do?
So I was actually selling cars at a new car dealership in Brampton, Acura. And I was there for about 3 years and sold. I like, you know, every time I get a little itch, or this little feeling in my stomach that I'm not happy anymore, I kind of make a move quite quickly. I started to get that after being there for about 3 years. We did really well at that dealership, but in a 1 month period, I met about 3 to 4 realtors and sold them cars, saw what they were making. I realized, like, wow, man, like, English is maybe their third language, and they're doing this much business in real estate. I got some skills, and so I'm going to give this a shot, right? I wanted to start investing in real estate for myself, and so I jumped in. I within about 3 months, I was actually going to go back to car sales because it was it just wasn't what I thought it was. I was being taught to cold call and door knock, which I tried, but I didn't like it. It wasn't authentic to me. And I bumped into a guy who was in the business at that time for about 25 years, became my mentor. I became his right-hand man. He's now passed on. He passed away a couple of years ago, but he taught me the business. He became my older brother, my best friend. He taught me within a 2-year period how to really treat people in this business and think long term, not the quick transaction. And ever since then, man, so that was exactly 15 years ago when I met him. And I knew this was going to be the business for me, because real estate for me is, and you and I were talking a little off air, but you know, real estate for me is really that one of the best long-term investments. So for me, it goes hand in hand with my business mindset, which is, look, I'm going to treat people really, really well, make it as easy as I possibly can for them to buy, kind of remove the friction. And then if they want to do business with me in the future, great. If not, I'm going to give away the value and watch who comes back. And my investment portfolio is the same thing. I buy and I hold. I can't hang up a shelf on a wall, so I don't think about buying and flipping because I can't do the work myself, so I don't have that control. I like to buy and hold, and so they go really hand in hand for me, man.
Yeah, no, it's a great philosophy, and I think one of the things that young people that I mentor kind of don't get is the consistency it takes to build companies. And I think we're in an era where everybody talks about building $100 million company, but they don't talk about building the first million or getting to the first three or the first five.
Or the first $1,000, like that first sale, you know, or that first interaction with a client. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Yeah, man.
So the first big question for you is, how did you develop the discipline to be consistent in attacking the market and building relationships? Because it's so easy to not be consistent. And maybe even a step back is consistent part of your formula? Maybe I'm feeding you the wrong words. Like, how do you describe a formula that you know, you found in sales and et cetera?
Yeah, so I think definitely being consistent is part of my formula on a daily basis. In fact, the one thing that I'm very, very consistent with and on a daily basis in our business is meeting people. In the sales and service business, I mean, technology is great. I mean, look at you and I. I mean, we're on this podcast now. We no longer need, you know, the Much Musics or the MTVs of the world. You and I are going to produce. You're going to produce this and put it up, and anyone in the world can listen to it. So, technology has done really well for us. However, sales and service still comes down to one thing: belly to belly. How many people can you meet with and touch? You know, it's all about kissing babies and shaking hands. That has not changed, in my opinion. I don't think that's going to change, right? For a very, very long time, because when it comes to real estate specifically, it's such a big purchase that you can't just put it in a shopping cart.
Yeah,
like if you're buying. Yeah, man, it's just there's so much more involved, right? And so the one thing that I kind of dumb it down, and for my team of 30 realtors, and now I'm fortunate enough to be speaking with realtors and salespeople right across North America, and I'm talking a lot about 5 contacts a day, because that's something that is doable. You know, it's talking about making $100 million in real estate. I don't know when this happened, maybe in the early 70s, early 60s. It was everyone's dream to make 6 figures, and that's kind of stuck, which is weird, because in 1960, $100,000 was a lot of money. And even now it is, but I mean, everybody always wants to make six figures. So anyone coming into our business till this day, I mean, I just met with an agent a couple of days ago, and her dream is to make $100,000. That's kind of still the figure. And it's hard to really say, I'm going to do this and I'm going to make $100,000. What the one thing that you can do, and you and I can track it, anyone can track it, is did you meet with five people a day today? And that doesn't mean 7 days a week if you choose to work 5 days or 6 days. Like I myself, I go 6 days, but I don't work on Sunday. So I'm very consistent with that as well over the last 15 years. Is that I'm consistently meeting five new people that I had a conversation with, and the conversation went quite easy. It's, hey, Satish, how are you doing? I know we just met. Look, do you have a family realtor like you do a family dentist or a family doctor? And if you say no, great. Look, can I be that person for you? Like, if you ever have any questions, and it could be the, you might think it's the silliest question when it comes to real estate, but I want to be that person for you. And that's what I'm consistent with on a daily basis. I do that minimum five times now with technology, podcasts, Instagrams, videos, all you can get to 20, 30, 40 quite easily, but five is a minimum that you need to do because it just compounds. Five right. becomes 25, 25 becomes 100, and now, you know, it just gets bigger and bigger. Because see, what I also know, Satish, is that each person on an average knows 200 people. And so if you can get your network to 200 people, and when I mean network, I mean people who have said, yes, we would introduce you to others that are thinking about buying, selling, or investing in real estate, or whatever you're doing, whatever business right. you're in, then your network's no longer 200 people. It's 40,000.
Yeah. That's huge.
Right? And so then it's huge. But everyone's just like, okay, it's only 200. It's not enough people. No. You got to think about the 200 that know, 200 that know, you know, and that's how we get to the 40,000. So consistency is, I think, it's actually the only key. Be consistent. You could be consistent. And that's, you know, going back to those guys that I sold cars to, that English was their third language, in my opinion. And I'm sure it was awesome guys, very nice. Like just, they taught me, they actually even pushed me to get into the business. And so the one thing they did, they were consistently just meeting people.
Yep.
Right. And so I even like now I don't even own a computer. So I don't even go on MLS. I don't write long emails. The only thing I really do is meet people face to face or get on phone calls because I know that's what I'm best at. For me, right. And that's what I have the most fun doing.
So for people that genuinely try hard, and I know I've met a lot of entrepreneurs that are passionate and they give it a shot. And for them, you know, creating a consistent routine in their business or personal life or whatever it is no different than making that New Year's resolution, right? So for you, at what point did trying to be consistent became consistent? And then like anybody that says, hey, I try, Jazz, like, I fucking try, man, but I keep falling off the path. How do you stay on the path?
So I think it's more of the fact that it's not their true passion. You know, Satish, I've known you for not quite some time. And
90 days.
You have to come across. Yeah. Is that what it's really been, though?
I'm just kidding. I've
seen a lot of stuff that you've done in the past. And, you know, I went to go see you at this E-Fest, and you didn't even know I was there at that time. And I saw you on stage, and I looked over to a mutual friend of ours, Rocky, and I said, man, look how happy this guy looks. And word for word, it's what came. And it actually truly, truly made me so happy to watch you up there because I could see that. If I take away everything, like, you know, family's on a pedestal and all that, like, let's not even talk about that. But if I take away the house, the yeah. car, the accolades, and I put you on stage again in that presence, you're probably, like, you would do it effortlessly.
Yeah,
you wouldn't need to be motivated in the morning. You wouldn't need, like, you know, you need to pump yourself up because the energy you're giving to people, that I get. But it's not like something, you wouldn't need a punch in the gut to say, get up, like get up this morning or listen to some music, or you wouldn't need to really do all that because you were so passionate. And correct me if I'm wrong, is that not one of the most most happy times in your life when you're on stage?
Yeah. That's
you know, I could, I could tell none of it was scripted. I could just, like, I could really, truly, truly tell. I, myself, get to live that daily. So right. I'm doing that right now. I have no, I had no clue what we were going to be talking about today, in all honesty. I knew, like, when you set it up, I was like, look, as long as it's real estate or entrepreneurship, don't speak to me about parenting. Like, that's not my lane. You know what I mean? I have kids. I have kids, but that's not what I'm going to talk about. I can't talk about stocks. And there's a lot of stuff that I will not and cannot talk about. But and to answer your question and coming back full circle, the way I think I've been able to do it consistently is that I'm living my passion. Like, I don't need to be motivated. I wake up every single morning. I cannot wait to get into the office and start moving the needle in the right direction, and whatever that means for me. So anyone who's listening or watching, I think if you're having a hard time being consistent, maybe you might want to just take it one level higher and ask yourself, are you truly doing what you want to do? Or is it something that you're living out someone else's dream? Or maybe you thought this was yours and your passion. And if it's not, then I implore you to take some time quietly by yourself and find out what that passion is going to be, because it's so freeing to be living that passion, because it's effortless. Like, you don't need to be motivated. You want to do it. You have a hard time going to sleep at night, and you can't wake up. You can't wait to get up in the morning.
Yeah, you know, it's a feeling I totally get, because that's literally my benchmark now. If I'm not thinking about you before I go to bed, and if I'm not ridiculously excited by getting up in the morning and attacking you again, no amount of money, it feels good. You know what I mean? But you've also beautifully answered passion, because one of the things that I challenge these companies to think about is define what passion means to you. Because, you know, I think we, you as entrepreneurs, throw that word around a lot. Be passionate. Sometimes, like I said earlier, you know, on the path to consistency, you develop consistency. Well, on the path to finding passion, you are passionate. You just haven't figured out that, so you know, because you were passionate about selling and being a people person. You just didn't know whether it was real estate, or you could have been, you know, the greatest car salesperson. Who knew? How do you put passion as a definition?
Look, for me, it's, and in my opinion, it's what makes you happy. And it's, you know, you said it very eloquently as well. It's, there's no money that can replace that for you. That's exactly how I would define passion. It's what makes you happy. And if we didn't trade in money, because the next question I always get on podcasts and videos and on stages is, well, how do I find my happiness? Or how do I find my passion? It's, if we didn't trade in money anymore, what would you do? Yeah. Because you know what, that bullshit about I'll be on the island and be chilling on, that's only going to last that long. Yeah. You know, that's just, how long are you going to do that for? You know, I think even if, like yourself, Satish, I know you might want to go live on an island, you're going to do something. You ain't going to be lying there on the beach chair for that long. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you're going to start thinking of businesses, right? And so the passion really is actually business and growing and creating something for you. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I think if somebody needs some help finding their passion, it's what would make you happy every single day, and do that. Yep. Now, you might need to try some different things, meaning you might need to try different, it's like trying different foods, right? I hear people saying, I don't like, you know, that type of fish. Have you eaten it? No, I've never tried it, but I didn't like the smell or how it looked. You know, I've said that growing up a lot of times, I don't like that type of food, but then you try it, like, oh my God, I can eat this every single day. It was so good. Like oysters, for example, right?
Right.
And so I think you need to try different things, especially if you're in that 20 to 30 kind of age group. Try out tons of things and see what works, see what does make you happy. And then you'll start to become, then you'll start living with that passion that we're speaking about.
Yeah, no, I love it, man. So the natural next segmentation, we're taking our listeners on a journey. So you gotta love something, which will help you create a really cool, consistent behavior, which will translate into whatever success you think you can go for. But
yeah,
even on your best day, I'm not talking about Sunday, I'm talking about Monday and Saturday, on your best day, you get out of bed, things just doesn't feel good today for whatever reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you still have a consistent routine. What is the self-talk? What is the process to get consistent on those off days?
So one, I'm a big sports guy. So I tap into, and I love the question that you asked, man. Great question about self-talk, because it's all, in my mind, it's 90% self-talk. I talk to myself consistently on like on a regular basis all day long. And I talking about tapping into the sports analogies. I remind myself, my favorite hockey player is Sidney Crosby. Favorite basketball player is Kobe Bryant. And favorite soccer player is, you know, kind of clash between Ronaldo and Messi. But I remind myself that they went into slumps, you know, and I don't beat myself up, man. I just don't beat myself up that much. I understand in the macro that I'm going to have shit days because I'm human. And I'm still going through things. And I really think, and it's for me, right? Everyone needs to figure out what's going to work well for them. I just remind myself that Crosby didn't score every single game. And there was days where he went through, like in a 10, 14 game slump, but he did the basics. And so I have a saying around here that my team hears me say it all the time. It's going back to basics. Need to figure out what that means in your specific business, in sales and service, and all the basics is just get on the phone and ask people if they're okay to introduce you to others, meet people face to face, have coffees, because what will, you never know what will come out of that. I mean, if you don't mind me sharing really quickly a story about you and I, Satish. I mean, we talked about one thing, we came up with three other ideas, and now we're on the verge of executing on one of the ideas. That lunch that we decided that we're going to execute had nothing to do with what we actually decided on. Like, we were going for lunch to talk about some other stuff, you know? And so that's going through the basics. I, in the last 2 days, lost approximately $45,000 in revenues because two of my clients backed out of deals that they're like right at the, you know, they're 1 yard away from going firm, but they pulled out. 45 grand. Like, and we spent, and I'll tell you exactly man hours, approximately 18 man hours on each deal. Okay. Right. So, you know, we're talking 36 hours were spent. Okay. With four or five different people, and we lost out on thousands of dollars of revenue. And now I could have come into this office and be like, shit, man, we lost all this money. We can't do anything. Or I can make the choice and saying, hey guys, that shit happens. We're not batting 1,000. Like, right. The best baseball players in the Hall of Fame batted 350, not 1,000. And that's okay. That's part of the game. Continue. Get momentum. Get back on that horse again. And just don't be so hard on yourself. Fuck, we're talking about selling real estate. And I, excuse my French, like, we're talking about real estate here. We're not brain surgeons here. We're not saving people's lives. Yeah. Those guys, my brain surgeon, God forbid if I got to go through that, he better or she better not have a day off. Or a bad day, like especially the day I'm checking, you know what I mean? Me and you in our business world can have a day off, like a bad day. Just don't beat yourself up on it, man.
Yeah, no, I love it, man. I love it. So now we've got passion that can create consistency when it hits the road and it hits the wall. Have a real conversation of what is it that you're really going through. And it's cool to have a off day, like it's cool, you know, and for me, my off days is days where I'm just like, you know what? My brain is not in it. And I literally go watch a movie. Popcorn,
I love that.
Tacos, all the sugar I can buy. And then I just do me for a day. And then the next day I'm back, you know? And so it's really important to have those routines. Final question.
For sure.
One personal routine that you would never break, no matter what, is the thing you do.
I get to kiss my boys every morning. That's probably the one routine because that grounds me no matter what. Having young kids, they're 5 and 3. They don't give a shit if I'm having a bad day or I didn't sell anything. It just reminds me not to take life that seriously. And so that's the routine for me. Is it's the same thing my father till this day does, and him and I do, is when we see each other, we still kiss each other. So that's something that both my two older brothers with kids, we've kind of carried that on, so to speak. And so the hugging and the kissing and that half a second or a second that my kids allow me to do nowadays anyways, that's probably the most important, and that's something that I will not break.
Incredible. What a great way to end this amazing, amazing daily podcast. Jad, thanks for being on the show with me. And a lot of people listening to it will get some great gems out of it. And, you know, consistency and finding the passion and breaking through, for me, is the cornerstone of any business, regardless of what business you're in. Those three things will get you going to the next day and next day. And so I'm so happy that you're able to share your thoughts and your business, my man. Really appreciate it. Very quickly, where can they follow you and how can they get in touch?
First and foremost, thank you, my friend, again, for doing what you're doing and having me on. The easiest way to find me is either on our YouTube page, which is youtube.com/REC Experience, or go to Jaz Takhar, that's JASTAKHAR.ca, and then that will take, you can find me. You can go from wherever you want from there on the platform that you choose, jazztakhar.ca.
Amazing. And I'll put those links wherever I can put links in. And if anybody's listening to this and has got feedback for either of us, you can get in touch with us, because we only know what we know from what we've done. And the future is still unknown and to be discovered. So very Star Trek-y as we sign off. Thank you, my man, for
thanks, buddy,
part of the show.
Thanks again, my man.